A couple of notes about Puerto Rico post-Hurricane Maria. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it had no involvement in the decision to award a $300 million contract to help restore Puerto Rico's power grid to a company with ties to Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. That contract went to Whitefish Energy Holdings, a tiny company from Zinke's hometown in Montana. FEMA issued a statement today stating that any language in the contract saying the agency had approved the deal with Whitefish is inaccurate. The statement adds that FEMA's initial review raised significant concerns about how Whitefish won the contract and whether the contracted costs are reasonable. Congress is also taking a look at this. In the meantime, Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello may visit New York next week to see how the state rebuilt after Superstorm Sandy in 2012. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo returned last night from his second visit to the island following Hurricane Maria, and he said conditions in Puerto Rico remain deplorable. Cuomo said the federal response to Puerto Rico was, quote, wholly, wholly unacceptable. Well, it was 5 years ago this Sunday that Superstorm Sandy made landfall in the U.S., first hitting near Atlantic City, New Jersey. Sandy devastated many Jersey Shore communities and flooded small towns along Delaware Bay. Mary Cummings Jordan of WHYY reports on how Sandy permanently changed those towns.
Bay Point, New Jersey is a tiny community along the Delaware Bay, far removed from the hustle of modern life. So quiet, you can hear the water lapping and the wind blowing through the grasses. A row of pilings lines the bayside, some still supporting empty homes, which sport large orange numbers, marking them for demolition. Sandy dealt this bayfront community a nearly lethal blow. Most of the few dozen properties along the bay and nearby creek will be torn down this winter. Just a few residents are choosing to stay. Irwin Shepherd was Lawrence Township mayor 5 years ago. He says this means the loss of about $1 million in tax revenue and more.
It's significant because this is our only bayfront community in the township. And there was a lot of economic activity in the town because they came in and went to the local restaurant, the local convenience store, all those people that were coming for the weekends. So that's been a little bit of a loss.
A few years ago, the Bay Point Marina was still operating, a local gathering spot for crabbing, surf fishing, and striped bass tournaments. It's little more than a boat launch and a pile of greenish rubble now. Bay Point is the latest loss, but the locals could tell you of neighboring towns like Moores Beach, Seabreeze, and Thompson's Beach, all hit by challenging storms in recent decades. All are pretty much gone. Megan Wren is a longtime resident of Money Island, another community battered by Sandy. Wren says when it comes to help from the state, location matters.
The treatment that the Bayshore communities are getting is very, very different than the Atlantic coastal communities that are racking in a lot of tourism funds. And so we definitely get a lot less attention, a lot less funding. And I believe they'd, you know, the big they would be happier to see us all gone.
Vaughn McGee is director of the state's Blue Acres program, which buys up properties from people willing to move to higher ground. She says there have been more than 1,000 flood events in New Jersey since the mid-1990s, and that the Delaware Bayshore area is particularly vulnerable to flooding and storm surge. McGee says the state doesn't ask residents to leave, they choose to sell, and she says queries from potential sellers keep coming.
As much as they may not want to move away from this area, they recognize how vulnerable it is. And so we're here to help. There's money, so we'll continue to do it.
Once properties are demolished, McGee says the goal is to restore a healthy ecosystem.
Because it will be owned by the state and offer public access, we are hopeful that we create healthy natural habitats for shorebirds and our horseshoe crabs, and we have the opportunity for the public to get out and to enjoy that natural area.
Meantime, Megan Wren says one half of the village of Money Island has been sold and is awaiting demolition. Money Island is the primary landing spot for the Delaware Bay oyster industry. To her, the idea that this little piece of bayshore paradise will shrink is wrenching.
It'll have a very different feel. It won't feel like a village. It'll feel like we're living in an outpost. I've spoken to a number of people who are just devastated that, you know, they had moved here, retired here, planned to make their forever home, and they're feeling as though they don't have any choice but to sell now because the whole community is kind of picking up and leaving, and it's not going to be the way they had thought it would be.
The plan is to restore much of the bayshore to natural wetlands that can absorb floodwaters. Wren says there is still a need for people who are passionate about the area to live here.
If you just cut it off from human interaction and divorce it from its heritage and the culture of people appreciating it, you're not going to have people taking care of it.
Still, Wren admits she's watched the tides get higher in the 25 years since she's first come to Money Island, and not all communities are necessarily salvageable. For Here and Now, I'm Mary Cummings Jordan.